Welcome to the Champion's Corner, where sales training meets the mindset of a champion. I'm Mark Kelly McLean, former Canadian champion, world bronze medalist, and your coach in the world of sales. I took the discipline, focus, and resilience from boxing and brought it into business. Here, we turn sales pros into sales champions with real tactics and winning mindsets. So lace up, keep your guard up, and let's get to work. You're in the Champion's Corner. Hello, everybody. Welcome back to Champions Corner. Mark Kelly McLean here, and we are going into round six. And the topic today is conditioning. And, you know, it's a great topic because I've seen so many great fighters, you know, who aren't conditioned, basically turn into cowards. It happens when you're not fit and you're in there and someone's punching at you, things get very difficult. There's a quote, you don't rise under pressure, you fall back on your preparation. So let's step into the ring. Round six, conditioning. And this is where things start to get real. Because up to this point, we've talked about mindset, champion's mindset, the jab, positioning, counterpunching. We've talked about combinations. But none of that holds up if you're not conditioned. Boxing truth. Conditioning is the truth teller. In boxing, conditioning doesn't show in round one. Everyone looks good early. Hands are fast, feet are light, confidence is high. But by round five, round six, that's when the truth shows up. Hands start dropping, you know, footwork slows down, breathing gets heavy, mistakes creep in. And here's the key. Fatigue doesn't create bad habits. It basically reveals them. The sales translation, pressure reveals preparation. Sales is exactly the same. Early in the deal, you know, you sound sharp, you're confident, everything flows, but then the pressure hits. And that's when, you know, there's pricing pushback, you know, multiple stakeholders, procurement steps in, timeline stretch, objections stack, and now your conditioning shows. Do you, one, stay composed, two, stay structured, three, stay confident, or do you start talking too much? Discounting too fast, losing control of the process, reacting instead of leading. That's not a skill issue. That's a conditioning issue 100%. You know, conditioning, it's built before the fight. You know, a fighter doesn't get in shape during the fight. They bring conditioning into the ring. It's the same in sales. Conditioning is built before the call, before the meeting, before the negotiation. It's knowing your product cold, understanding your client's world, being ready for objections before they happen, having clarity on your value. When you're conditioned, you don't search for answers. You own the conversation. You own it. Repetition, it builds confidence. You know, in boxing, conditioning comes from repetition. Road work, so important. Pad work, equally as important. Sparring, got to do it. Drilling the same movements over and over and over. Why? So when fatigue hits, you don't think you react correctly. Okay? Because when you get tired, you need to compose, stay composed, have your balance and composure. We talked about it earlier in the, I think in the first round, you need to have balance and composure. You know, sales rep who win do the same thing. Top salespeople rehearse how they open. They rehearse how they ask questions, how they handle objections, how they position value. They've seen it all before. So when it shows up live, they don't panic, they execute. I can tell you where most people break. Let me say this really clearly, okay? Most deals are not lost because of product. They're lost because the salesperson breaks under pressure. They either rush the close, they drop the price, they lose their confidence. I've seen this happen many times. And they lose their structure. Okay, that's the equivalent of a fighter, you know, swinging wildly, abandoning technique, getting desperate. And once that happens, I can tell you, the fight's over. You know, we talked about the champion's mindset. You know, mental conditioning, it's basically the hidden edge, without question. You know, physical conditioning matters in boxing. We know that. I mean, it's so important. But mental conditioning, that's what wins championships. In sales, mental conditioning is not taking objections personally, staying calm in silence, being comfortable with tension, trusting your process. You don't need to win every moment. You need to stay in control of yourself. And recovery is part of conditioning as well. I mean, even the best fighters get tired. We've all seen Muhammad Ali tired. Everyone gets tired. But they know how to recover. They control breathing, which is so, so important. Your breathing, when it comes to sales, when it comes to boxing, it's extremely important. You have to know to slow the pace, you know, reset their stance. In sales, recovery looks like pausing instead of rushing, asking a question instead of reacting, resetting the conversation when it drifts. Conditioning creates consistency. Anyone can have a great call. Anyone can win a deal. Conditioning is what makes you consistent, reliable, repeatable. It's what turns talent into performance, performance into results, and results into career. Champions know how to close. You know, when the fight gets hard, they close when the deal gets complicated, when pressure shows up. Okay, and that happens often. You don't suddenly become great. You fall back on what you built. In boxing, you know, conditioning doesn't win the early rounds, but it wins the fight. And in sales, your preparation may not be visible at the start, but it shows up when everything is on the line. You know, on a personal level, you know, conditioning brings confidence. I mean, I've never really gone into the ring without being fit. I'd be afraid to do so because boxing is a tough and rough sport. The last thing you want is get fatigued and you're overtaken by several punches. I mean, it can be very painful. There were a lot of fights I had, even though I was, you know, fully conditioned, I still got tired and fatigued. And in some cases, you know, your mind can overtake you. You know, your mind can do a lot more than what you think it can if you let it. But if your mind is weak and tells you you're tired, you know, you'll get tired. There's oftentimes you have to dig in deep. I can remember when I was fighting the Australian champion in the World Championships in 1983. In round three, my legs were like rubber, and it was just a war, just a total war. But in my mind, I kept saying, you can do this. You can win this fight. Stay strong. And mentally, you have to be very prepared. You know, you can be in great shape, but if your mind doesn't allow you to remember that you're in great shape, it can cause some damage. You know, you can be fully conditioned and still lose. That can happen as well. I mean, I can remember on the sales side, I had a huge presentation that I was doing with M&M Meats, and I was with Cisco at the time, and we were trying to get their business. It was a $250 million deal, and I had that presentation set up extremely well. I had practiced and practiced and practiced. You know, I had spoke to the customer many times. I knew what their pain points were, and the presentation was flawless. But, you know, at the end of the day, we didn't get the deal because the person that we were competing against, or the company, you know, they basically lowered the price dramatically and we weren't willing to go there. So you can be conditioned, you know, you can have a sharp mind, you can feel great, but sometimes, you know, you don't always win. It's not always fair, but it's life. You know, I want to take a second just to thank all of you that are tuning in. I can see that there's a lot of people from around the world that are listening to these podcasts. I'm hoping they bring you a lot of value. I enjoy enjoying doing this, and we still have a number of rounds left. I mean, we're in round six right now. We've got to go to round 12. I'm going to have some special guest speakers as well in the near future in regards to, you know, talking about business. A couple of them were former fighters, and they're looking forward to joining me. So anyway, I hope you're all well. Take care. Bye now.
That's it for this round of the Champions Corner. If you're serious about leveling up, head over to markkellymclain.com and join my free VIP club. You'll get access to knockout sales strategies in every new podcast episode. While you're there, sign up for my sales training program or book me to lead a seminar for your team. I'm Mark Kelly McLean. Stay sharp, stay hungry, and I'll see you in the next episode.